that pays big
Righto,
money.
Buckle in from JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher, very good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
I'm liking the look of these numbers. I'm liking the look of mozzarella and butter and whole milk powder. It's all on.
Yeah, the global dairy trade auction was run overnight. Bit more focus on this one, Mike, because than would normally have been the case, because believe it or not, the financial world has been a bit of an interesting place in the last couple of weeks. Lots of movement in financial markets, and the point of interest was what impact, if any, this may have on demand for dairy products expressed through the global dairy trade auction. And, you know, last auction we had quite a benign 1.1% lift, and that was back on the 1st of April, which doesn't seem that long ago, but that was preceding the White House Rose Garden announcement on those initial US trade tariffs. So it was, and we've certainly seen something of sort of a risk-off attitude since then, and China's an important part of the global dairy trade ecosystem. It's an important source of demand. And the auction result overnight, Mike, for the moment, will have allayed, I think, some of those concerns. Global dairy trade index has lifted 1.6%, which I think is, in the circumstances, is a pretty damn good result. And that's also sort of consistent with the stable trend we've seen since the February rally. So, yeah, butter up 1.5%. Skim milk powder was down, but the important whole milk powder up 2.8%. Now, the thing is, Mike, we don't know whether over time the sort of impact of the tariffs and slowing the Chinese economy will have an impact on the demand for sort of the premium New Zealand dairy product. But for the moment, Mike, it's blooming okay. I'm pretty happy about it.
Yep, good stuff. What about housing? I see, what can I sell you? Sales are up, listings are up. Is this good or not?
Yeah, look, well, it's just, we have a little wager on this, don't we, Mike?
We do.
We do have a little wager.
Actually, so as I said here this morning, this I'm thinking you're probably more right than I am.
over the course of this year. Well, yesterday, Real Estate Institute New Zealand released the latest data. So I look at the annual move in the house price index because I prefer that metric to the median price just because of the whole compositional issues. Annual move, look, it's 0.7% lower in the last 12 months, and it's sort of quite similar across the country. There's still a bit of a north-south divide. If you look at the rankings, Southland, Canterbury, Otago, they occupy the top three spots in terms of annual percentage movements. And so, you know, we've always said if you want to feel good about the country, go to Christchurch. Look at the monthly numbers. Look, there is a modest gain from February to March, and it's actually, there's actually a bit of a trend going on there at the moment. So if you sort of come away from the annual numbers and look at the monthly numbers, it's not enough yet to lift the annual price movement into positive territory. And the news from the north is also better when you look at the monthly data. Auckland house prices, they've been quietly creeping up as well. That house price index up 0.6% over the last 6 months. Yep, sales. Look, sales are creeping up. The problem you've got here is inventory and new listings are also keeping sort of pace with that. You come into the end of summer, that's normally the busy time in real estate. So sales are up 1.5% month on month. You remember a lot of these numbers have to be seasonally adjusted. Mike, I actually think these numbers are moving in a positive direction. And I actually think because we will see further interest rate relief yep. over the second half of this year, I think you're going to see a slightly more buoyant market in the second half of 2025.
I believe you to be correct. Now, CPI tomorrow, what are we thinking?
Yeah, look, so we had the what are called the selected price indexes out yesterday. So that's 45% of the CPI basket, mostly tradable inflation. And there's a little bit of a bugbear in there in that food prices are up 3.5%. So that's a 14-month high. And we're seeing it, you know, there's lots of talk about the dairies up, butter's up, chocolate's up, and Easter and all of that. Look, the general tone of those selected price indexes were a little bit stronger than expected. And what we've seen is most economists have sort of just nudged up their first quarter CPI estimates. So you're looking now at annual inflation in a range of sort of 2.3 to 2.5%. I think BNZ highlighted some kind of weird stuff going on with overseas accommodation prepaid in New Zealand as being a bit of a rogue factor in those numbers. Look, the RBNZ were at 0.8 and for the quarter and 2.4 for the month. It's going to fall somewhere in there. Right. And basically, I just think there's going to be nothing to look at there. There's bigger stuff going on in the world at the moment. So I think it'll be steady as she goes.
Good stuff. What are the numbers?
So the Dow, US markets actually are relatively steady overnight as well. Dow Jones is down 140 points. It's about a third of a cent, 40,385. The S&P 500 down 9 points, 5396. The NASDAQ down 0.45% as we look at it. Was up earlier on, 16,754. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 1.4%, 8249. The Nikkei gained 0.84%, 34267 was the mark there. Small rise in the Shanghai Composite, 0.15%. The Aussies yesterday, small rise again, 13 points, 7761. The NZX 50, though, we fell 0.79% yesterday. It was 96 points, 12,011. Kiwi dollar is now over 59 cents. So weak US dollar, stronger New Zealand dollar trend continues, 0.5903, 0.9293 against the Aussie, 0.5236 euro, 0.4467 pounds, 84.49 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $3,228. Brent crude, $64.69. And Mike, if you're stuck for anything to do in the wind and the rain for the next couple of days, the RBNZ yesterday released a live GDP indicator. Go online, have a look at that.
Is that a good number?
It's actually falling a little bit, so you may not be that impressed when you actually see it, but it's there.
Okay, nice to talk to you. Appreciate it. See you tomorrow. Andrew Calhart, jmiwealth.co.nz. Hosking. Interesting overnight, LVMH, this is the luxury market. There's a great debate around the luxury market about who's buying, who isn't, whether the Chinese are in. And LVMH have always dominated. They've lost their place overnight. Shares are down 8%. Unexpected decline in first quarter sales. They've been replaced now by Hermès, who seem recession-proof. This is the ultra-luxury market. And if you ever look at a flash house, it'll almost certainly have an Hermès cushion and an Hermès rug. And lots of flash houses are staged with Hermès products. So suddenly they're the most valuable luxury brand in the world. 621 here at News Talk ZB.